You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross. In the studio with me is Kate Lochte, and on the phone from LBL, we have Denise Schmitto and Cindy Earls. We're going to talk about the 4th of July activities at the home place. Thanks for joining us on Sounds Good this morning.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Well.
Listen, ladies, you know, we just heard about the kayak trip on Datebook. And we are aware of a full weekend of huge programming. But we're going to start with tomorrow because the home place is actually celebrating the 4th of July on the 4th of July. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It just seemed like an obvious thing to do.
Cindy, describe the home place and its history for our listeners.
Well, the home place is a middle-class farm, a yeoman farm, set in the 1850s. And in the 1850s, it was kind of the heyday for middle-class farms. There was river transportation close by, so they could raise extra crops and livestock, send it to market. So they were doing real prosperous. And also by the rivers, they were also getting all kinds of consumer goods. So not only did they raise their food, but they also could trade it and buy some exotic things like wines and fruits from Europe and coffee and lemons and all kinds of things.
So although rural, there was a good touch of cosmopolitanism.
Yes, there was. Just like us, they want those new consumer goods and different foods and things. But Independence Day was their big holiday. And a farm family would probably pack up their wagon and go to the nearest town where they would participate in community Independence Day celebrations. The Revolutionary War was a generation or two away, and, of course, Independence Day is celebrating that independence. So it was in kind of the minds of people, and they wanted to preserve that. In fact, I've read articles where they were reenacting and dressing up in colonial clothing in the 1850s. So we're reenacting the reenacting.
So tell us about the day.
Well, we actually started in the morning at 10 when we opened. We're decorating the house, getting ready for the big celebration. We've kind of moved it from the city to the farm, so everybody can come here to the farm. At 1 p.m., we start with some historic toast. And one thing people in 1850 really liked was to hear people talking, political speeches, and that was a big thing for Independence Day. Also playing games, eating good food, listening to music and storytellers, and we have all that here at the home place. We're going to raise a Liberty Pole, which is going back to the Revolutionary War times, and it would hang the new flag on that. Communities in 1850 competed to see who could have the tallest Liberty Pole. We also are going to do historic toasts. We're going to toast the country, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the wonderful states of Kentucky and Tennessee. And then Henry Clay, who is a statesman from Kentucky, he's played by George McGee, he's going to come and not do a political speech, but talk about his life as a political leader, as a congressman. He's very interactive. It's hilarious. It's a good time. He gets the audience participation and allows them to act out some of the duels that he had in his lifetime. It's wonderful fun. And then after that, the real fun begins from 2 to 4. We have the Dixie Volunteers, so we've got some good old-time music. Don Bailey, who is a wonderful storyteller from Dover, Tennessee, is going to tell some stories about a long time ago when people were first settling in this area. And then for the young at heart and the young, we have town ball games, which is baseball in 1850, relay races, marbles, and then watermelon. And then to end the day at 3:30, we're going to make ice cream, 1850 way. So you can lend a hand and get a cup of ice cream. Plus, we have a new cookbook at the home place, and we have a big section about Independence Day and ice creams because that was a treat in 1850. And so the author will be on hand to sign books, and we have a special price for those books. So just all around good time tomorrow afternoon.
Cindy, who wrote Independence Day and Ice Cream?
It was kind of all of us. We hired Jerry Gutfreund. Uh-huh. Well, actually, her writing name is Geraldine Ann Marshall.
Yeah.
And the home place staff, the women, helped her with some of the history and the recipes and things like that. But she helped us compile it.
Well, I've read her fine cookbook based in LBL as well. I want to know how tall is the LBL Liberty Pole anyway.
You'll have to come and find out. That's a big...
Well, I just wondered if you were going to be competitive about it. To get to the home place, let's hear the directions and if there's a charge to get in for all day and just relax and enjoy, because it really is a place to relax in, don't you think?
Yeah, it really is, Kate. This is Denise. And if people are coming from Murray to the home place, they would just take 80 out of Murray to the Kentucky Lake Bridge, cross the bridge, then take the exit that says the Trace. Then they're going to travel approximately 12 miles south on the Trace, and they'll see the turnoff for the home place on the left, just across from where the South Bison Range is. And the cost is, let's see, it's $5 for adults and $3 for children.
And you get to eat ice cream and watermelon for that?
Yes, that's included.
Wow, that's pretty great. You know, the home place activities are the core of tomorrow at LBL, but you have things going on at the Nature Station as well.
Yes, we do. On Thursday for the 4th of July, there's going to be a red, white, and blue scavenger hunt at the Nature Station and also a national symbol showdown. The scavenger hunt takes place, it's ongoing all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the national symbol showdown is at 1 p.m. And what that is that talking about how the bald eagle has been our symbol for over 200 years, but what their question is, was it the best choice? So they're going to take folks around to visit several native animals as they investigate what our founding fathers' other choices could have been. So that might be kind of interesting. And then there's also a, like you mentioned, a kayak trip on Friday night, July 5th, and reservations are required for that program by calling 924-2020. At the planetarium, there's also laser shows taking place both Friday and Saturday at 5:30 and 7 p.m. And then for a special treat on Saturday, the West Kentucky Amateur Astronomers will have a star party at 9 p.m. at the Golden Pond Observatory, which is located just behind the planetarium.
So there's no reason to look anywhere else for the whole weekend, and I like how you point out that the home place activities in particular are really good for homeschooling families.
Yes, we try to make all our programs interactive, so when you come to the home place, you feel like you're a part of 1850, that you step back into time. So just help us make ice cream. We don't have an ice cream maker. We have a pail, and you have to turn it by hand. So it's a little bit harder than even an ice cream maker that you have to crank. So we just want you to feel the pain and get the pleasure, too.
I was going to say it makes the cream all the sweeter. Ladies, thank you so much, and happy Independence Day.
You too.
Thank you.